Hello and welcome to the Fossil Huntress podcast. I hope you guys are all doing really well. On today's episode, I wanted to say hello and happy spring and the beginnings of 2024. So I hope they've been good for you. It's one of my favorite times of year. We're just cresting on the all danger of last frost has passed. I love gardening and getting out and hiking, and I've been out for much of the last couple of months and did do some camping last weekend and did sleep out of doors, not in a tent, but did some beach camping. But it was a bit damp, a bit cool, but we're almost there. And getting ready for some wonderful trips coming up this year, so I will share them all with you. I'm also sharing some good news and bragging rights for the province of British Columbia in this episode, and some talks coming up for 2024, and one coming up this coming weekend, that are free Zoom talks that you can tune into from anywhere in the world. So we will share all of that and more in this episode of the Fossil Huntress podcast. Now, I don't know if you've had a chance in the past year or so to check out the talks on fossil talks and field trips. You've heard some of them here, and I'll put the link in the description of this episode, but they are free online Zoom talks. You don't need to register. You need a bit of technology to join, but you don't have to RSVP. And the links go live on the day of the talk. So we've had a wonderful selection of the best minds in paleo. So Phil Hadlin from the UK on the fossils of Folkestone, Kirk Johnson from the Smithsonian, who shared some wonderful Canadian fossils that I did not know about, and he's always a delight. Jean-Paul Zonneveld on the Permian-Triassic extinction event, Russell Shapiro on stromatolites and deep sea vents, the potential for fossils on Mars, Dana Staff, who you'll know as the author of Monarchs of the Sea and others, the wonderful rich history of our cephalopods. And most recently, so in the last episode, Victoria Arbour and her work looking at dinosaur trackways in British Columbia's northern region. And coming up this Sunday, we have Dan Bowen doing a talk, Struck by Lightning, the Mary Anning story. So it'll be this Sunday, March 24th, 2024, depending on when you're listening to this episode. And it will be at 2:00 Pacific time. So if you head on over to Fossil Talks and fieldtrips.com, and you'll see the link there. So you don't need to register. You just need to show up and click the link and you'll be let in, and you don't need any passcodes or anything. And he will be sharing the history of another fossil huntress. So Mary was a fossil collector and early paleontologist who lived in the UK and explored the wonderful Dorset area. So she became known around the world for her discoveries of Jurassic marine fossils and the wonderful fossil beds we see along the cliffs of the English coast in the Lyme region county of Dorset. And so he'll be sharing about that this coming weekend. And then later this year, so there's a bunch of wonderful field trips you'll see on there. So if you're local, you can join the VIPS and join us and head out to Hornby in the Wild West Coast. But later in May, so May 4th of 2024 at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, PST, Jean-Bernard Caron will be sharing about the Lower Cambrian Cranbrook Eager Formation, so the Lagerstätt in the East Kootenay region, which I think the first time I went there was in the mid-90s, and the site has changed dramatically over time. But he and a wonderful crew did some field work out there, and he brought a diverse group of paleontologists, all with different interests. And that site, of course, boasts some wonderful Olenellids, the big, robust Winaria, Tezoia. There's been some interesting brachiopod material found from there, and he will be sharing hot on the heels of a recently published work on the work that they did on that field season, which I'm glad I'll give you a plug, Guy Sanducci. I was so proud to see your name on there and others, so hello you. So Jean will be joining us via Zoom. That talk is care of the Vancouver Paleontological Society. And Dr. Caron will be sharing his insights on the weird and wonderful marine fossil fauna in the outcrops of the Lower Cambrian Eager Formation near the town of Cranbrook. So if you were in Vancouver, you'd head sort of north and east. And when you just about hit Alberta, that's where these fossil beds are located. And they are on the Silhouette Rifle Range, which the first time I went there, I didn't realize was really a rifle range where they shoot things with guns. So if you ever do visit the area, ask permission and wear bright yellow and try not to look like a deer. So, and the last bit of news I will share is some very good news. So if you have not heard, it's time to sound the horns, beat the drums and stomp your feet. It is official. The provincial fossil of British Columbia is now the Puntledge elasmosaur. So that's a nod and honor to our two Trasks. Well, more than two Trasks, but the two Trask brothers, Mike and Pat. And it was Mike Trask who found the original elasmosaur along the Puntledge River with his daughter back in 1988. And like ripples in a pond, that first find created a sensation in the Comox Valley in the Courtney area, the creation of the British Columbia Paleo Alliance, and from there, our local regional paleo societies. And it was Mike's twin brother, Pat Trask, who led the excavation of Baby E, the juvenile elasmosaur from the Trent River a couple years ago in August of 2020. So if you head to Fossil Talks and Field Trips, there's a proud picture of the two of them. And I am so, so, so glad that that was the final choice. Anyway, I will leave it there. I hope you guys are doing well. I will catch up with you more over the next couple months, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.